You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Why do you think less students are choosing to study at university?
Well, because being a student isn't sexy anymore.
The Wire.
Green consumerism is the idea that companies will offer products that appeal to the environmentalist desires of consumers. Essentially, companies may advertise their products as more environmentally friendly or conscious alternatives, despite not providing more environmental benefits or even being more environmentally damaging. I speak to Dr. Gabriella Barron about the green consumerism in Aotearoa, how it impacts people, and how to address it on both macro and micro levels. So just to start us off, could you briefly describe what green consumerism is?
Okay, so green consumerism, it's usually when NGOs or the government or different companies are offering greener alternatives to consumer products, to regular consumer products, let's say. So by greener, I mean alternatives that have less environmental impact. And this environmental impact can be throughout different parts of the life cycle of the product. So it could be from the extraction of raw materials, whether it's done in a more sustainable way, to maybe consuming less water or less energy during use, like a washing machine. Or it could be at the end of the life, in the disposal phase, where it could be, you know, recycled or maybe repurposed or reused or, you know, composted or something.
Are there any Aotearoa-specific examples or culprits of green consumerism?
Well, the truth is that green consumerism, it's a bit of an oxymoron, because the environmental problems that we have is excessive consumerism. So consuming more than we need. And that creates a lot of waste. So as much as consuming greener products is better for the environment than consuming regular products, let's say, the consumerism aspect is wrong. So many times you want to still consume so many things, and you feel like by consuming greener, you're not doing harm to the environment. And the point is, you need to really question, do I really need this? Is it going to actually satisfy my needs? Why am I buying this? So in Aotearoa, New Zealand, so a controversial example in New Zealand is the green cars. So let's say the electric or hybrid vehicles. Many times consumers think that by switching to an electric or hybrid vehicle, they will have less environmental impact. And that is true during the use phase of the vehicle. So that means during the phase where, you know, the vehicle consumes fuel and emits greenhouse gas emissions to the environment. However, it is not as simple. So maybe if you already have a car that works, you don't need to change that, because that would be the most green option, because that car has already been, you know, produced and will be dismantled afterwards. But so switching, let's say, finding another opportunity to consume when you already have something that is working perfectly good wouldn't be a good thing for the environment.
And do we see that, I guess, more generally with green consumerism, where it has some pretty bad consequences for the environment?
Well, yeah, definitely. Well, the other important problem with green consumerism is greenwashing. So if you want to consume, you know, more environmentally friendly products, you have to really try to understand what is actually more environmentally friendly. Because now being green is a market strategy as well. We're flooded with brands and labels and communications from different products, advertisements, that everything is green now, right? So in the end, what we have to do is really question, do we actually need this? Is it yet another opportunity for consumerism or not? And if I do need it, how can I choose the best option for the planet?
Yeah, and then in policy, I guess how might we see ideas of green consumerism in government or in law, that sort of thing?
Well, of course, that companies that are doing their part to, you know, to transition to a more greener option are usually recognized and are usually favored. Even companies are trying to make their purchasing decisions, you know, large companies, let's say the University of Auckland is one of the biggest clients of Air New Zealand. So how does Air New Zealand perform in terms of environmental transitions? So, of course, the companies that actually do their effort get better rewards, you know, get more consumers. And I think that policy is actually trying to favor that, which is a good thing. But on the other hand, the problem is when consumers are told that they could vote with their dollars, that they could vote with their purchases, but then that diverts the attention from other actions that consumers can make to demand more greener practices from large companies and corporations, which would be, you know, to try to have some political activism to vote for degrowth, for less accumulation of wealth versus environmental degradation.
Yeah, you mentioned those strategies on a micro level. I guess on a macro level, what can these companies do as well to reduce their environmental impact in ways that are maybe more effective?
Well, on a macro level, what we need is degrowth. So degrowth is the intentional practice of trying to set some limits to your economic growth. And that means understanding that there's a perfect place where you can still thrive as a company and make sure that all the families that work there thrive, but it doesn't mean a ridiculous accumulation of wealth, that it's definitely inequitable and that it's costing the planet too much, and the people, of course. So when you think about degrowth, it's really trying to question the economic models that we learned and saying, okay, eternal growth is actually unsustainable and it doesn't make any sense. So maybe staying local, focusing on thriving, not so much on, you know, getting more and more money for shareholders.
That was Dr. Gabriella Barron talking to me about the impacts of green consumerism in Aotearoa.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.